Part 1. The Path to Revolutionary War. Revolution is offensive. Lei Zuan. Chapter 1. Lei Zuan's Rise to Power and the Road to War. Under the cover of darkness on January 22, 1955, Lei Zuan, party secretary of the Southern Territorial Committee, bid a hasty farewell to his second-in-command, Lei Duc Ta, at the mouth of the Am Duc River off the tip of Gamau Province in the deep south of Vietnam. While Lei Zuan secretly descended the river on a rickety canoe back to the heart of the Mekong Delta, Lei Duc Ta stayed on board the larger ship headed for North Vietnam. Earlier that day, the two party leaders had boarded the Hanoi-bound Polish vessel Kilinski amid great fanfare in front of international observers tasked with overseeing the 300-day period of free movement stipulated in the 1954 Geneva Accords. With the imminent closing of the border at the 17th parallel, Lei Zuan, otherwise known as Comrade 3, clandestinely remained in the south, leaving Lei Duc Ta, or Six Hammer, to journey alone to Hanoi. During the war against the French, the party sent both men to operate in the Mekong Delta, even though neither of them hailed from the region. Lei Zuan, a man with perennially sad eyes and protruding ears, was from Quang Tri Province in the central region, while Lei Duc Ta, with his high cheekbones and hair that would turn nearly all white decades later, came from Nam Dinh Province in North Vietnam. Their commitment to southern Vietnam, however, later earned them a reputation for being the first to set foot in the...